could be. Well, that's it, folks. Go, goodbye. Go home. I mean, you know, but we expect. Play that chord as well. Right? And here's what we get. Go ahead. Surprise. Yeah? Isn't that surprising? Go ahead. Go ahead. Here is the second time that this sorrowing song, okay? But did anybody notice the difference between the first time and the second time? This is a solid. Did anybody notice it? Something. This is the first one. Okay, good. That's the first one. Here's the second one right there. Different key, of course, but. What's the difference? Okay, good. What's the difference?
Extra repeated notes.
Pardon me?
Two extra repeated notes.
Some repeated notes, and it's broken up.
Yeah.
There's little rests in it, little silences. The first time didn't have that. Let's go back to the first time. Here, the melody just goes continuously. If you were singing the melody, this melody, there would be no place to take your breath. Almost no place, very few places, right? But if you're singing this one, you got plenty of opportunities. Okay. What's the emotional difference between those two, just on that ground? Is one of them more intense than the other because of the breakup? Yes? Second one is more intense? I agree. Let's go on from there. We're on our way to the ending. Okay, go on from there. Justin, you like that ending? Is there something? What does he do? It's just arpeggio. It's just one chord, down and up. But somehow he makes it almost sound as though the piano is moving towards you, doesn't it? It's just so massive. It's massive without. This is Beethoven's genius. He's massive and he's big, but he's not gross. You agree? You agree? He can give the impression. Not here, but he can give the impression of coarseness, but he's never actually coarse. He's never coarse. He's only very delicate. What is it? It's chord at the beginning, chord at the end, and in between, it's one note at a time. That's all one note. I'll play that again, please.